The World Health Organization says unclean water, poor hygiene, and bad sanitation are linked to 4% of deaths in the world and 6% of debilitating illnesses, including cholera, dysentery, and typhoid. Many charities are helping, including one group of volunteers based in California.
This is one of the drill bits. It's about 4 inches. This is a clay cutter.
Employing local drillers, Water Wells for Africa has dug 230 wells in villages in Malawi, a landlocked country in Southeast Africa. The group has identified 30 other sites for future wells. Dolan was working for a faith-based organization in 1994 when he saw how rural Africans got their water.
Even if you have, you know, a local river nearby, it's polluted by wild animals, livestock. They wash in it, they drink it, they bathe in it. You know, it's their only point of water, so every open water source is contaminated.
Malawi is one of Africa's poorest nations, but Dolan says its people are known as warm-hearted.
In fact, their slogan is, "We're the warm heart of Africa," and they really live up to that. We found the most hospitable people you can imagine.
He says local people form committees to keep the wells operating, a crucial component for each community plan.
So we get 5 key leaders, male leaders, and 5 female leaders, you know, for not only quality purposes, but we all know the power of women, and they're the primary water collectors. So when this thing breaks down, they're going to make sure that it gets fixed.
He says after more than 20 years, most of the earliest wells still work. Dolan's group is one of many organizations providing clean water to local communities, addressing the world's other major health crisis.